Hi, and thank you for visiting Lifestyle Choices Podcast. This is your host, Joyce Wood. How are you doing? Are you enjoying the new season of spring? Or are you kind of dreading it because of seasonal allergies, maybe? I know several friends are. This episode, that's what we're going to talk about. I'm going to share five ways to cope with those seasonal allergies, but naturally. Yep. So I know seasonal allergies affect millions of people around the world. And while seasonal allergies are common, some folks experience symptoms of allergies all year round. Yeah. And they say it's allergies, right? And allergy is an interesting word. Allergy, there can be construed from a simple reaction to a more severe that could lead to death reaction. And I've heard doctors say, you're not allergic, you're sensitive. So, but still, you know what I'm talking about. Seasonal allergies exist. It does with me. I'm allergic to the first growing green grass. That's usually what hits me. A couple years ago, I noticed it specifically when I took my dog to the park. It was like, oh my gosh, my eyes would start running. My nose would start running. I would just be itching and sneezing and sneezing and sneezing. And oh, it was horrible. Absolutely horrible. And nothing I tried over the counter worked. I even tried some herbs from my doctor. That didn't work. I did keep exploring, and I found a specific remedy that worked great for me. And essentially, it was building up and strengthening my immune system. So that's what I'm going to dive into today with a little bit more detail. But, you know, those symptoms affecting the nose, have you heard of allergic retinitis? Well, those symptoms occur when you breathe in something you're sensitive to, like dust, animal dander, or pollen, or grass, right? And certain foods can trigger different reactions, ranging from experiencing like eczema, rash, asthma, sinus congestion, dizziness, even digestive issues. Yeah. You know, the gassing and the bloating, problem with going to the restroom regularly. Yeah, all of that can be associated with certain sensitivities or even types of allergies to certain foods. It's really an interesting area. And then those scents, certain scents, do you get triggered by certain scents? I do. Anything from natural to artificial sources, especially the artificial sources that come in the mail. You know, I'm talking about those perfume samples. Ugh, they just give me a feeling in the back of my throat. And I know if you're anything like me, those reactions can drive you nuts, right? Continuous sneezing, itchy eyes, and constant congestion and blowing the nose. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh yeah. So what is your go-to solution in coping? Do you look for the quick fix to deal with those reactions? I have. Definitely. But, you know, certain prescribed or over-the-counter medicines can have negative side effects that affect our well-being. It can make us feel tired or spaced out or just dry mouth. Yeah, not to mention digestive. Sometimes it really affects your digestion. And even though those side effect warnings are fully disclosed on the labels, I've ignored them just because I want to stop the reactions That's all I care about. I just want to stop the reactions, right? But those pesky side effects, man, are just not worth it. But exploring a different choice, do you ever just consider that there's another option? It doesn't have to be over the counter, and it doesn't have to be a prescribed medication that are kind of expensive, right? There's so many different options in dealing with specifically allergic responses, whether it's sensitive or full-blown serious reactions. For me, I prefer the natural therapies and remedies to cope with those pesky irritants called allergies. And some of these options actually strengthen our own innate immune system. The immune system, when it's strong, it has the ability to not overreact, as well as possibly eliminate them for good. Like a couple years ago, I was dealing with this intense grass sensitivity and nothing was working. Well, I found something that really helped me, and it was a type of cleansing. I got into celery juice. I don't know if any of you have seen the, he's a medical medium, and he discovered that celery juice was brilliant for eliminating a lot of minor to severe irritations that people experienced. And so I thought, hey, it's worth a try. I've tried all the over-the-counter. I've tried the doctor stuff. You know, I thought I'd give it a try. Well, it worked for me. It stopped sneezing immediately. I called my naturopath and I went, you're not going to believe this, but celery juice was like amazing. And she said, yeah, I've heard about that. Now, it's not a one-size-fits-all here, right? What works for me may not work for you. And so it's good to explore your options. That's the point I want to encourage you about, is to, if you're using something and it's really not helping you, just know there are so many options out there, and it may be really confusing on where to start. And that's where I come in. I can possibly help you with that. So with the blog and the podcast, I hope to pique your curiosity. But if you want to talk about anything specific, hey, reach out to me. I'd love to hear what's going on, and maybe I can offer a tip or two to you, okay? But you would be amazed at how great some of these alternative therapies can work and how inexpensive and easy they are to do. Yeah, it's amazing. But first, it's really important to understand what those triggers are. And some of the triggers are easy to take responsibility for, and others are more difficult. So that's why, again, working with an integrated practitioner that can understand things more holistically and provide some options for you based on maybe doing a test, kind of checking things out. If you're dealing with something chronic, like, I really want to encourage you to try self-care first and explore some basic common sense options. And then if that doesn't work, then find an integrative doctor. And I have a ton of them that I'm aware of that I can refer you to if you're confused at all, you know? So you can spend hours online searching for various different doctors, services, products, and it can really be frustrating. So I've spent a lot of time doing that myself, and that's one reason why I started blogging about it, because I've been there, I've experienced it, and hopefully I can help you eliminate some of the stress that I went through and help you get right to the point. So, enough with my own promotion. First, I want to get back to, okay, so the first is understanding what's triggering us. Some are obvious, some are not. So, and then living with those allergies, you know, obviously we want to avoid them. We're not going to like expose ourselves to certain things if we know we're really sensitive to it. So that's an easy thing. And sometimes it's not so easy. So, but say for instance, with pollens in the air, you know, did you know that on breezy days or around noon, they're at their all-time high? I didn't know that. Yeah. So if you're a runner or a biker, you can plan your day. You know, if you have an allergy or sensitivity to pollens and they're at an all-time high and it's a breezy, windy day, you might want to avoid going outside. That's all. And if you want to check it out, like really stay on top of it, there's an app for it. There's an app for everything now. It's so great. Like in Seattle, courtesy of Puget Sound Clean Air, the app is called Air Now, N-O-W, airnow.gov, G-O-V. It's free and it gives you a ton of details on the air quality, pollen count, grasses, everything. Yeah, it was so helpful last year when we had all those fires. Remember those state fires? If you're listening in from Washington, Oregon, or California, then you know we were all on fire, right? And I think in New Zealand too. Australia. I mean, the whole planet was on fire. But anyway, locally, Pacific Northwest, we had horrible air quality. And so the app showed it. Like we were in the orange, which wasn't that bad. We could go out in it. But then it got in the red. And then it got into burgundy, and that was like really horrible. And it's really bad for your dogs too. Yeah. So it's good to have an app so that you can take personal responsibility. So educating yourself about what's bugging you, how do you avoid it, first and foremost, okay? And then the other actions that we take to protect ourselves depends on the type of allergy or sensitivity. Are they seasonal? Is it food? Could it be food? Is it indoor? I know some people feel like they're crazy because they really believe that their allergy is related to the carpets in their apartment or the poor air quality coming through their furnace and they're renting their house or their apartment. So they're like trying to figure it out, right? And maybe somebody else might think that they're crazy because they feel they're sensitive to something. But it's true. There are a ton of allergy-sensitive substances, from mold spores to just dirty walls, you know, in older buildings. The insulation in the walls could be all full of mold. The filters and the air filters can all be full of garbage. There's a place that I used to work at, and I was constantly getting ear infections, which I never had. And I knew it had to be coming through the air circulation. And as soon as my neighbor moved out, we shared the similar air flow. As soon as she moved out, I had someone go up there and check it out. And sure enough, the filter that was up in there had all broken apart, number one, which had fiberglass in it. And it was all full of mold. Yeah. So the air is coming through this filter and it's spewing out all these spores in the air. I mean, it's no wonder I got all those ear infections. So it's like I could take all the medication there is, right? But wouldn't it be better to get to the underlying cause of what's causing the problem? So, yeah. So it's better to get to the underlying cause than just medicate it. But then medicating can be really helpful in the short term until you find out what's really going on. So just know that there's lots of other sources for you to check out. And if you're in doubt or you're questioning, or you want someone to talk to about what your perception is about certain things, feel free to reach out to me. I love to talk about this stuff. So those are just to name a few, okay? So we need to identify first what's irritating us. Then we can take specific action. And if it's chronic, again, work with an integrative health provider like a naturopath or an integrated medical doctor that really looks at things holistically. Yeah. But for self-care, you can try a few simple, easy tips for your health improvement, such as vitamin D, or better known as vitamin D3. That's typically the one people take when they're deficient. Now, a vitamin D deficiency can be really tricky. You definitely don't want to take a lot of it unless you know and you're prescribed, because it's not a water soluble, it's a fat soluble vitamin, and it can become toxic. So if you already have high levels of vitamin D, you don't want to be taking vitamin D. And especially if you're living in a sunny area like California or Florida or Hawaii, if you already have sufficient vitamin D levels. So typically how you determine that is, again, with your integrative practitioner, they can take a simple, inexpensive test to see exactly what's going on. And I highly recommend it, especially now with COVID-19, because they found a common denominator with people that passed away from COVID-19. They had low levels of vitamin D. Yeah, isn't that interesting? So, in addition to, you know, they're overweight, diabetic, possibly elderly, possibly having other health problems, but they found through doing diagnostics that there was a common thread of this vitamin D, because vitamin D helps the body be able to become stronger against attacks of viruses, allergies, and it's easy. It's an inexpensive vitamin, but again, it's really good to get a test done. And my doctor, Dr. Harding, she provides a test that's very inexpensive, and you can find out exactly. Like 2 years ago, I found out that my vitamin D levels were critically low, and this was right at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. So being that I'm really into natural therapies and taking really good care of myself, and I really want to be strong because I like being outside. I like being out with people. I have not stayed inside, okay? I love being out and about. I wear a mask and everything, but you need to also take care of your internal health. And so I found out all the areas I was weak, and then I was able to get directions from my naturopath exactly what I needed. And so I've been really adhering to that and then doing follow-up blood tests to see how I'm assimilating it. And it's all been improving. And oddly, the things that I have been typically irritated by, different allergens, I haven't been so negatively affected by it. Isn't that interesting? And thank goodness, knock on wood, I haven't gotten sick. And I do food courier work at night, so I'm in and out of restaurants delivering food, and so I'm exposed. I could be, you know, for the last 2 years, I've been doing this part-time, and thank goodness, you know, my system has stayed really strong. And I'm definitely in the area of concern, in the age group where they're concerned about us being more vulnerable. But I consider myself extremely healthy, and it's due to my lifestyle. So again, this vitamin D is amazing, absolutely amazing. So consider that. And I left a link for Dr. Harding if you live in Seattle. She's lovely and she's extremely affordable. So, but if you don't live in Seattle, just ask your doc, whoever you see, if they provide vitamin D testing and see if they can provide a simple test for you. It's super cheap and it'll be well worth it, because then you can know exactly how much vitamin D. Like for me living in Seattle, I have to take a lot. I take 10,000 units a day because mine has been really low. And Seattle, we don't get much sunshine. And when I do go out, it's cold, so I'm all covered up. So the best way to get vitamin D, if you're living in, say, California, is you want to have your body exposed to the sunshine, like your stomach, your back, your arms, your legs, and, you know, get out there at least 20 minutes a day to get the benefits, because vitamin D gets assimilated through sun exposure. So, and there's obvious better times of the day you want to go out. You know, it's all working with nature, the laws of nature. And when you know a little bit about that and how it affects your health, then you can navigate your life in rhythm with the laws of nature. And it really makes a lot of sense. So in addition to vitamin D, exercise. Finding a form of exercise that you can really enjoy. They found that this also improves our immune system and how we respond to allergens. And so we all know, we've heard the health benefits, you know, of doing various different things. For me, I think it's really important to enjoy whatever exercise program you do. I don't enjoy doing anything that I'm going to say, oh, I hate this, but it's so good for me. If you put out hate, you're really not going to get that great of a result. But if you really enjoy it, it's going to be fun and you're really going to offer something positive to your body. And so, but if you're just starting out because it's spring, everyone dies from being hibernating inside all winter, and they decide, oh, I'm going to go out and bike ride, or I'm going to go out and you know, hike up this mountain, and you've been sedentary all winter, you could damage yourself. So obviously, right? So gradual exercise is best, and find something fun, like walking with a friend. And now with the governor saying that masks aren't so mandatory being outside, if we're respectful with social distancing, you can go without a mask, you know, outside, jogging, biking. And those of us that love to run, start slow, gradually, you know. And as soon as it gets warmer, swimming. And yoga and so much more. There's just so many options. But depending on what your sensitivities are, if you're really sensitive to all the airborne, you know, allergens from spring, all the fresh growth, all the flowers blooming and all of that, if you're sensitive to that, you really have to be careful on what time of day you go out in and really strengthen your immune system so that you're not so negatively affected. Yeah, but there's always some form of fun exercise you can get engaged in. And not only will you benefit from allergies, but of course, you're going to feel good and you're going to look good. Yeah. So this next one I'm super excited about. I'm actually trying this myself. It's called salt therapy. Are you familiar with it? Well, this is a very unique therapy, and it's typically called a halogenerator. It's a sterile salt aerosol type of, there's lots of different methods that they diffuse salt, from household devices to going to visit a spa that offers salt therapy. Like in Washington State in Bellevue, they actually offer this in Bellevue, and it's not too expensive unless you get a massage in the salt room, then it's really expensive. But for just going into the salt room, you're surrounded by this huge vortex of salt infusion. And basically, it's composed of microscopic salt particles that are released into the air for breathing. So it's like a steam room, you know, but not that intense. It's very subtle. You know how when you go to the ocean and everybody loves the smells and you always get so jacked up with all the ozone in the air and the ions, the negative ions? Well, these breathable salt particles penetrate deep into the lungs, and there are these little feelers. I call them feelers inside the lung. They're called the alveoli. And they stimulate, they kind of, the salt particles help clear up mucus by killing bacteria. It also has been known to reduce inflammation, and it's like a humidifying the whole respiratory tract. The salt is diffused into the air in a microscopic aerosol. It also has an extremely good effect on cleaning the indoor air as well. Yeah. So if you are having issues in your apartment or your house that you feel you need some immediate relief, this might be something for you to try. It's not too expensive for the house either. But it has this bactericide property of the salt, and the high concentration of the negative ions, which are similar to what we experience when we go to the ocean. So it sticks to this, the negative ions stick to the positively charged particles of dust, bacteria, and viruses, and eliminates it. Salt. Isn't that amazing? So salt treatment is a great alternative for anyone who doesn't want to rely heavily on prescribed or over-the-counter drugs, say for asthma, any bronchial, any sinusitis, you know, that are like related to either allergies, inborn, or, you know, seasonal, right? But respiratory disorders. And they say that it's very safe for all people and all ages. And get this, even pets. Yeah. So I put a link up on the blog to salinetherapy.com. They're clinical studies. So you can go on there. It's a really great site and it gives a lot of information. And I just actually discovered this through someone that did some research for this paper. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. Absolutely amazing. So natural. So effective. So effective. And then lastly, this is something you can easily do anywhere, even in your car in a parking lot. Well, some of it you can. Is soak up the calm, okay? So in several studies, seasonal allergies like hay fever, victims had a more intense reaction after performing emotional or physical stressful tasks, which created a form of anxiety, okay? Anxiety increases the hormone, hormone cortisol. And this was quoted by Dr. Clifford Bassett, MD, an allergist in New York University Medical Center. He quoted, "Cortisol often contributes to an amped up allergic reaction." Think about that. Think about the anxiety we've all been under since this pandemic started, you know? And for those of you home stuck with your kids and having to work, that's a lot of tension, a lot of anxiety. And then you start getting outside. You know, now since everything's opening up, everyone's going outside. Our systems, those of us that have been isolating, not including myself in that, I haven't been isolating, but those are the people that have been isolated. If you start going outside, I'm sorry to say, but your immune system isn't going to be as strong. You develop a strong immune system by exposing yourself and getting strong by ensuring your system works. So start gradual. But he says that a couple of minutes of meditation, along with a soak in the tub, easy soak in the tub if you have a tub big enough to soak in. I don't, I want one. But the meditation you can do anywhere. And I happen to know the best one, just ask me. I like to tell people one-on-one, but mine really deals with anxiety and becoming the master of your mind and knowing, developing your own innate senses of what's right. What's the best choice for you? In addition to meditation, it's a tool to navigate you through all the challenges we face in life. I'm happy to share this with you. We don't charge people to teach people, and it's something you can easily do anywhere, at any time, and bring great results in your life. So in conclusion, an allergy management plan is essential to prevent allergic reactions. Additionally, it is necessary to control our allergies. We don't need to suffer with them. And for the best chance of relief, you should avoid exposure to the allergen, right? Practice proper self-care methods. Explore your options. And think about using some natural antihistamines or remedies. Living with allergies could be problematic, mainly when the symptoms continue. So if you explore these different things and it continues, seek help and advice from an integrated health provider when dealing with those chronic problems or allergies. Okay? If you need a referral, please don't hesitate to ask me. I'm happy to help you find one wherever you live. And in the United States, the Food and Drug Administration, known as the FDA, doesn't regulate nutritional supplements or natural remedies. And sometimes they have been known to interfere with certain medications. So if you are on any kind of medication, it's always important to talk with your healthcare provider prior to starting any new supplement or natural treatment, even vitamin D. Okay, that's really important because you can get a negative reaction from, you can get a negative reaction from anything. So kind of knowing a little bit about yourself and what you're getting involved in, obviously, is important. There's some things that's easy to figure out and some things aren't so easy to figure out, you know? So there's plenty of options to explore. Should you like to discuss anything specific, please reach out to me privately. I will gladly share more details and listen to you. No judgment. I hope you enjoy this new season with excellent health. You and your loved ones deserve this and more. You do. Thank you so much for visiting. I really appreciate you so much. And a quick reminder, if you like the the blog and the podcast, please subscribe for current updates and gifts. Yep, I give out gifts, gift cards. So if you're not subscribed, I can't send it to you. And I always appreciate it if you share it with a friend or post it to your favorite social site. I'm trying to get more into that. And I'd sure appreciate any referrals of the podcast or blog to your social site. Thank you so much. This is your host, Joyce Wood. Have a fantastic day. Talk to you later.